Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
It's season 16, it's episode 6, and it is the first week of the Academy. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Hi everybody, it's Kim Davey here live in Hollywood for So You Think You Can Dance, Season 16, Episode 6, the first week of the Academy. Things are getting real. Tonight we're very, very excited because we're going to have three guests for you, all Skyping in from different parts of the country. We're going to be having Michael Solez coming from New Jersey. We're going to have Madison, Jordan and Jared Paulson coming in from Minnesota. So it's going to be action-packed tonight. So just firstly, we're just going to introduce you to Mr. Mikey. Hi, Mikey. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? It's good to be here.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for being part of it. It's very exciting and awesome that we got to see you tonight on the episode again, in which we'll talk about in a second. But what we're going to be doing tonight is, as you know, we're going to be talking all things Academy. We can't wait to find out all about your experience, the results and everything that happened. So very cool. Let's just get straight into it. So first up, firstly, just backtracking for a second with your audition a couple of weeks ago now, I just want to say you have the most incredible confidence about you. And you said in your interview that you were really shy when you were growing up, but when you came out and hit that stage, man, what gave you that confidence?
You know what? When I started dancing, I was actually still kind of shy until I started battling. And battling kind of, so there's a difference between battling and performing. Basically, performing I was not good at all, but battling really took that confidence out of me. Basically, as a b-boy, I would be battling and going up against some very intimidated dancers. So I felt like it was like prideful for me to feel confident in a way. It's almost like a fight. So that actually took a major role on being like pretty confident as I am now. And I just decided to mix it up and started performing with my breaking. So that's where I get it from.
Amazing. Well, you're so in your element. I honestly, of all the auditions, I thought you looked the most confident, particularly when you came out, hit that stage, you were cheering on the audience. They were cheering on you. It was phenomenal. So congratulations. It was awesome.
Thank you so much. It was quite a nerve-wracking experience. That day, honestly, I was number two to go, and it was pretty early that day, maybe like 9 a.m. I performed that, and I'm so surprised that the audience was super lively with me, and I felt that energy as I was performing the whole time, so it was great.
Awesome. Those good old audience coordinator people that right pipe them up, right? Did they have one of those?
Actually, there was, but I felt like it wasn't necessary when I was dancing. I kind of felt it every time I would transition into a new move. Like I would do this top rock thing where like the breakdown would come in and I would do this type of dancing. And all of a sudden, the crowd just started going crazy. So I felt like I did a decent job trying to grab the audience's attention from basically my performance itself.
You sure did. It was amazing. So, hey, let's talk on tonight's episode. So there was three aspects of tonight. We saw the hip-hop round, we saw the ballroom, and we saw the contemporary. So let's get first into the hip-hop round. So we had the one and only, the incredibly fabulously talented Luther Brown choreograph. Mm-hmm. You guys had to go through 90 minutes of intensity.
90, yeah.
19 would have been letting you off the hook a little. But 90 minutes. Now, so first up, we had and we saw tonight the first three hip-hop girls, well, the three hip-hop girls that they'd put through into the Academy out of the 79 golden tickets that were given. So we had Desi Sanez, and we had Sumi, and we had Anna. And what was your vibe? What did you think of their performance of their hip-hop?
So they actually highlighted Anna. I guess she ran it twice, but she looked very confused in the very first segment. Mm-hmm. So it's funny because they put a dance logo around her mouth. I guess she had cursed on camera, which is funny. And Dietrich commented saying, you know, it's funny because she's a choreography dancer. So maybe we should try to have her do it again. And I can tell that she was like lost in that, in just a little, like that little segment they shown. But when she did it again, apparently she killed it. So I'm happy for her because she was, that's her forte. And, you know, as hip hop dancers, I would believe like they would probably judge you a lot more than they would versus a contemporary dancer doing hip hop.
Absolutely. And I think it's just, you know what it's like being under that stress and that pressure. I mean, you've not only got like the audition happening, but it's on television, you know, it's going to be recorded. It's so stressful. Everyone's so good. What was going through your mind throughout the whole like process of the Academy?
Nonstop stress. As soon as I got there, it was pretty stressful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it all happened too quick for me, especially. It was something out of my comfort zone as well, on top of trying to prepare the solos that I had prepared. Just a lot. It's very overwhelming. And but it's a great experience. And if you can make it through, it's God bless you.
Well, definitely Desi and Sumi and Anna, all three of them made it through. I think Desi's amazing. She's got such a cool vibe, doesn't she? So I was very excited for those three. And as we saw later on, they moved into the ballroom. But then the next section that we saw tonight was your one. So we had Brandon, yourself, Samuel Sweetser, all B-boys or poppers, all the hip hop, you know, crew. And the only one to make it through was Brandon. So the feedback for you guys was purely that you need to work on picking up Corey. Do you think that was justified comment? What were your thoughts?
I do believe that it is valid what Nigel said, because actually prior to this, I knew who B-Boy Exodus, aka Sammy, was. Mm-hmm. He was actually my roommate as well. And I knew him prior to entering this competition, and I knew that he had made a major impact on breaking. So he's like a straight battlehead, and being a B-boy, you know, it's almost like it's all freestyle. It's all in your own world. It's not learning other people's choreography. So this was definitely both out of our realm. Mine, I'm a little upset, because I have done choreography before, but never on such a big platform. And I've been in a funk for a few months. It was filmed months ago, but I'm just getting over it. But just seeing it once again kind of brought it back. I'm just a little upset myself, because this show is about a dancer's journey, whether you can change or not. And basically, hip hop and B-boys have made it through all this, which is what I wanted to prove. But this is actually my first time auditioning for the show. So everything was completely, totally out of my comfort zone, but I am more than happy to just auditioned for the show in general and made it to where I have now. Just, I'm not happy with my performance, but, you know, as a dancer, we never are.
We never are. And the thing is, as well, you win some and lose some. Like, sometimes it's your day, sometimes you're off, it's the stress, etc., that gets to you. But honestly, bud, to get in, like, top 79 golden tickets for America's Season 16, it's a pretty incredible feat. So do not beat yourself up too much, yeah?
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're amazing. And like I said, it is a show where you just have to be so incredibly versatile. And so mm-hmm. in a different type of setting where it was way more the hip hop, the b-boy, you would be killing it. So, but next year, there's always next year as well, right? You've had the experience, a little more knowledge now. Please come back.
Yes, yes. If next year happens, I know what to expect. I'll be a little bit more seasoned and I would be more than like happy to just make it on that stage again. And this time I'm going to give it probably everything I have combined with what I have now, because I know what to expect now. So it'll probably turn out pretty well if there is a next season.
Yes. And what was it like working with Luther Brown? What's he like?
He was great. He knew exactly what he was looking for and what to teach. It was very swaggy. Everything he was teaching was all about your rhythm, your swag. And so basically working with him, I knew like who he was before I got there. So I kind of did a little, research in a way. Right. And I just wanted to make sure I had my swag up. But at the same time, the moves got lost. I got so lost. My brain was so fried.
I've still been there. I can so relate. It's okay.
Yeah, I just I've never performed choreography on such a big platform. I'm normally in front of a mirror. I've done hip hop choreography before, but
and then next minute you're at the Dolby Theater, literally where the Oscars are. So, yeah, kind of stepping it up a little.
Yeah, I guess they showed me pretty early because it was true. I actually was pretty early in the segment of when I was going. I think I was group number 3 to go. So. Normally I have more time to cope with my feelings before like I have to perform, but this time it was just
go, go, go.
Just quick. Yeah, just go, go, go.
And then, I mean, tonight's even the episode, that 1 hour was crammed, jammed pack with so many performances, and we only saw part of them as well, because next up we had Victoria, Seamus, Lauren, all the contemporary dancers, and all of them, completely struggled with the hip hop. So. Yeah. They can feel your pain. Did you get to speak with any of them or see any of them throughout the week?
I got to speak to Seamus, and Seamus definitely had to do a lot more than what they showed on television. I believe he told me that that Nigel thought he was a phenomenal dancer and that he should dance for his life, which they didn't show. So he did dance for his life, and they still had to eliminate him. So.
That's gonna be the worst. That has to be the worst, isn't it? When you're actually allowed to do your own and you still don't get through. You're like, what? Yeah, scary stuff.
Yeah.
And then we had some more contemporary dancers. We had Jay Jackson, Benjamin, Cost Castro, Gino, Sophie, and Nigel was pretty harsh to all of them. Throughout, he wasn't holding anything back in these auditions, was he? And then we actually had at the very end, Howard Johnson, Trent and Colton Edwards, the twins. And wow, what we saw tonight with the twins being split up and Trent, it's always the hardest if you're put in an audition situation where you are the person in the front and the two behind you have always got the advantage because they can see out the corner of their eye what's going on with the Corey. But if you are in the front, you have got to know what you're doing. And poor Trent didn't, and it showed, and you could see he was looking at everybody else. And so, again, Colton got through. Trent had to dance for his life and still stuffed up because, as he said later, I'm just so tired. I'm just so tired. So, poor guy, and for the first time ever, the twins being split. And Lorianne was like, welcome to the real world, kids, because this is the reality of this industry, right? You just, it's fighting to the death, fighting for your life.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was, it's a long and hard process, and I'm actually really surprised they condensed 3 styles into one episode, because that took, I believe, 3 or 4 days to film all that.
Yeah.
That just those 3 segments.
Incredible. So I'm thinking for next week, which is part 2 of the Academy, it's literally just the group. And wow, we must see some very exciting things that are going to happen in there to fill up that whole episode. Awesome. Just taking a break for a second just to reach out to everyone, all our AfterBuzzers who are watching us tonight and in the days to follow. Thank you, everyone, for making us the ESPN of TV talk. We cannot do what we do without you. We truly admire and really, really grateful for the support that you give us. So if you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, write us in the comment section, and we'll shout you out next episode. Also, if you're watching on iTunes, 5-star ratings are always greatly appreciated. But just thank you again for letting us do what we love. I would not be here if it wasn't for you, and I really appreciate it to take you on the So You Think You Can Dance journey. So awesome. So just moving on now, Michael, let's just talk briefly about Ballroom, which you weren't actually part of. But when you thought of the fact that you were going to have to do Ballroom, how did you feel about that?
I actually didn't,
but you would have been like, what am I going to do when I get to that, you know?
Actually, I probably would have been more prepared in ballroom than I did in hip hop, because I've actually taken a lot of hustle, like street hustle and ballroom classes prior to this. Oh. And it's just like hip hop choreography, I guess I was judged harshly on. So it was like a bit of not much of a leeway for me if I looked even a little silly. But ballroom, I think it looked fun. It looked easy. And I couldn't say because I didn't do it, but I would have loved to try it out. And like I said, I love leaving my comfort zone too. So it would have been a challenge and I would have accepted it.
Awesome. That's actually a really interesting point that you raised. The fact that, which is actually better? Is it better to actually do your actual discipline first, but yet be judged incredibly hard because everyone knows that's your style? Or would it actually be a better risk if you were able to do something like ballroom, where everyone's not expecting you to be good, and to wow them to at least make it to the next round? It's like chicken and the egg. Mm-hmm. Which one is actually better? It's hard to say, isn't it?
Absolutely. I believe like a dancer can gain momentum from that if they did poorly on their style and they tried a different style that wasn't their genre and they did well on it. They can probably projectile a few more styles after that to just do a little bit better and showcase themselves, and the judges will be a little bit more surprised, like, wow, he can actually do ballroom, or wow, he was pretty phenomenal in contemporary, let's see what else he can do. So it's all in the faith of, I guess, the lineup of the styles. Unfortunately, hip hop was first. Even though I don't do hip hop choreography, I was still categorized in that hip hop. So mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a bit tough, isn't it? How you do get just lumped in with, this is the closest to what you do, so bam, that's you. Anyway, so Michael, I just super appreciate having you on tonight. What is next for you in your dance journey?
I'm not finished with this type of work. I've actually submitted for a few future shows as soloist, as a dancer.
Excellent.
Am I able to say it?
Yeah, well, we'll take it. Definitely, if you're allowed.
I'm pretty excited for this one. I've submitted to be a soloist for World of Dance. Hopefully they can get back to me soon.
Oh, very exciting. Amazing.
So I just want to see where this platform takes me, this dance platform. I want to push my talent as much as I can, because I've done battling, I've done work like mitzvahs, weddings, sweet 16s. I've actually been working at this hotel as a performer, and I've been learning choreography, which is great for me. And now I just want to start like pushing it on different platforms, like on television. So
phenomenal.
I'm excited.
Oh, well, we're excited for you. So it's not the last that we're going to see of you. Fingers crossed we get to see you on World of Dance. That would be amazing. We also have an after show for that, so maybe we could get you in here one time when you're on that. Fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Yes, fingers crossed. Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Michael. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Really appreciate it, and all the best. Hopefully we'll see you again really soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Thank you. See you. All right. So after Buzzers, in a few moments, we're going to be connecting with Madison Jordan and Jared Paulson, the lovers, the couple, the contemporary dancers from the Midwest. And we're going to be talking to them in a second. Hopefully, fingers crossed. We're going to be calling them. So just while we're doing that, we're just going to move on. So day two of the Academy. They're on. Hi, Madison. Hi, Jared.
Hi.
Hi. So nice to have you guys with us. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Virtually, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for being here virtually. Neat. So, hey, we're halfway through going through the show for tonight, and we're literally getting to the section. I'm literally got in my notes here. Jared says to camera, this is hard. So we saw that tonight. That was exciting. So we're talking about ballroom right now, and we're going to definitely get into more about your guys' incredible dance careers, what you've been doing, what you're up to and creating at home. But let's just talk for now the ballroom from tonight. So first up, we had we got to see three peers. We got to see Gino and Ashley, Darrell and Desi, Sophia and Benjamin. And just throwing it out to you guys, what did you think, or what did you see behind the scenes on any of these couples or individuals? What did you think of them for ballroom?
Well, they were all
really good.
Yeah, they were really good. I mean, especially after getting to watch it, it was great. Like, they killed it.
It's really funny watching behind scenes and then actually watching on the TV. You see a lot of different things. You see a lot more energy, a lot more personality. I mean, me and Gino were both partnered with Ashley Sanchez, his partner. Mm-hmm. And Ashley's a fantastic partner. And Gino did a great job. I mean, he's really strong. He's got a lot of technique behind his ballroom. He looks really good doing it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember from his audition, Nigel said, or as I said tonight as well, like he'd be surprised if he wasn't in the top 10. He just seems incredibly versatile and a really, really good dancer. So excellent. Yeah. And also, just talking about your audition, we just have to go back for a second because I just can't stand it. You two obviously have taken So You Think You Dance by storm with this relationship aspect, which is so divine. And Jared, I just have to say first, I've already told Madison this, but there's nothing more amazing than a man who's a tradie in his jeans and his tattoos who can dance. High five to that. I was telling Madison, my husband's actually a plumber, yet he's a thespian as well, and it's just amazing. So kudos to you.
I've done a little bit of plumbing too as well, so kudos to him as well. It ain't easy.
Oh, man of many talents. It's just awesome. And so the two of you met at home in your dance studio. And the dance studio name I've just got here is Larkin Dance Studio in Minneapolis. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you've only been dating for like 11 months and you're part of this Crash Dance Productions. Can you just tell everyone a little bit more about what that is all about?
Sure. So Crash is just this professional contemporary company where different individuals come together that make the company, and they collaborate to put on a contemporary show. It's about an hour and 15 minutes twice a year. And we've been a part of it together for 3 years now.
Amazing. And you actually met in this company or at the Larkin Dance Studio?
We met at Larkin Dance Studio because we both grew up there dancing as kids. But, you know, we were friends. We said hi and we talked a little bit, but our friendship really grew when we came together through Crash. And then, you know, feelings started to rise when Jared
finally texted you. I was sitting at a bar and I was like, God, you know what? I'm never going to get the chance to say anything to her if I don't pull the trigger. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that old thing and shoot her a text. And I texted her and we started talking. The one thing I remember is she was talking to me about something. She's like, well, you know how guys don't like a girl that doesn't have any hair? And I was like, well, that doesn't bother me. And she goes, well, sure, I hope that doesn't bother you. And I was like, no, it really doesn't bother me. And she was like, oh, I know what you mean now.
Yeah.
And then it kind of worked from there. And I started kind of like trying to poke my way in there. But I was kind of a scaredy cat. I mean, she's tough and she's strong. And she's got, I mean, she's so perfect. I just didn't want to screw it up. So it took me forever to finally kind of inch my way in there. So when I did, I was really, really happy.
Oh, you guys are so cute. And I want to know from the insider perspective, how much of the producers at So You Think You Can Dance, what is the angle they're trying to get you guys to play at? Because obviously this is a fun story for us as the audience. So have they prepped you to, you know, do more than you would normally, affectionate wise? Tell us more about that.
Honestly, no. They're like, just be yourselves, you know, show us who Madison and Jared are as a couple. And we did. I mean, we just showed like what we are like in real life. And
literally what you saw on that TV screen is us like 99% of the time. The other 1% is probably us being weird. But I mean, other than that though, it's just, that's exactly who we are every time.
Oh, cool. That's
we are
good. Sorry, you go, Madison.
Yeah, we are over the top. I mean, We're cute, I would say it.
You definitely are cute. Okay, that's good to know, because we also know that the stories sell, right? So we want to really know that that's it. So that's great to know that that's what you guys are like 24/7, which I can kind of gather because you guys are just so cute. Anyway, so back, I digress. Back to tonight's episode. Moving on, we had the second lot of Ballroom. We had Maya. We had Frank, a.k.a. Ghost. We had Eddie and Anna. We had Lika and Mariah. So let's talk Frank Ghost. He is the most incredible performer, and talk about charismatic. Obviously, he was struggling with that ballroom routine, but it didn't matter because he sold it. What was your take on Ghost?
I mean, you're exactly correct. He definitely knows how to perform it, and he is such a big motivator. He's like, yes, I haven't been training in ballroom for very long, but I'm going to go out there and give it all I can and show the judges that I can do whatever they give me.
Mm-hmm. And he certainly did. And then we had Eddie, the tapper, who was my absolute favorite audition from last week. Have you had much time with Eddie, and what can you tell us behind the scenes?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a character. He's funny, super sweet, and he's definitely very hyped about being a part of this season since he was last season. He came back and he was ready to go.
Yeah, it definitely showed, especially that audition was incredible. And Mariah, she's a one that's starting to stand out now. They asked her if she was a contemporary dancer or ever done contemporary, which she said she had not, but she's got incredible technique, style. I think she looks like a Hannah Leigh potential. What do you guys think?
Honestly, she's a little firecracker.
Yeah.
She's spunky, too, and I love watching her dance. She's got really great movement. You know, I mean, she really uses a lot of the stage, and she's got great facials, too, as well.
I was very surprised when she said she's never taken ballroom, because it definitely didn't appear that way.
Yeah. So, did she? Did she really? Has she really not? We will find out, though. But and then moving on, we saw a couple of favorites that were removed. So Jalen Sands, who was on here last week. Jalen, if you're watching, oh darling, come back next year. She was so incredible. And then also Colton Edwards was removed as well. And then we moved on to, who do we have? We had Smack, who, guys, honestly, we've had Smack in here. She's an Aussie. I'm a Kiwi. It's fun to have a shindig together. She is the most hilarious, original, incredible performer. What do you guys think of Smack?
Oh my god.
I love Smack. And actually, I found out Smack, because Smack has a 74 Chevy Nova.
She does. Portal. Yes.
Yeah. And I love hot rods, and I love working on cars. And one day, like, I messaged a friend. I was like, God, who's got that car? She's like, this girl does. And I was like, okay. And then I didn't realize that was Smack. And I was like, oh my god, you're the one with the car. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I just... Smag is just an incredible dancer, incredible cars. I love her to death.
Yeah, she is hilarious, and she's one of the sweetest people I've ever met. And I loved watching her audition so much. We couldn't stop laughing, and we just loved it so much. It was so entertaining.
I know. Like, obviously, she didn't quite make it in ballroom. They asked her to fight for her life. She came back. She did. And again, just like you said, so funny. I just wanted to get through. But like Nigel mentioned, it's not so you think you can entertain, which she can definitely do. And I think they need a show just for her. But it's such a shame she's gone, because I honestly just love her to pieces. And then Miss Madison George. Jordan entered the stage. Darling, you were so strong. And Jared, you were such a man. You were there helping her, I saw, in the rehearsal period. Let's just talk me through. Jared, we didn't get to see yours, but Madison, what was it like? What was the ballroom like for you?
Honestly, I was going into it like pretty nervous, because I'm definitely newer to ballroom, and I had some lessons before, so I was more prepared. It was hard to like pick up the choreography that fast, you know, for a style that you're not used to. Yep. And so that was stressing me out a bit. I was like, oh, just don't forget it and remember all of the technique that you were taught. And so I was definitely stressed out for this round, but I just went out there and put a smile on my face and did my best. And I think it went pretty well.
Well, it appears to have, because somebody got through. So congratulations. It's amazing. And Jared, we didn't get to see yours, but how did yours go?
Mine went really, really well. I mean, I've only had, like, I would say not that much ballroom training. But, I mean, it went really, really well. I had a great partner. Like I said, Ashley Sanchez was fantastic. It taught me a lot of things on the side that I didn't know. I mean, there's a lot of technique to it. You know, so for someone that's ever trying out for the show again, like, really take your time to go through ballroom. I mean, there's so much more than just dancing. Mm-hmm. There's footwork, there's posture, there's mm-hmm. there's face. Like, everything is very, very important. And anybody that ever tries out for the show, really focus on it.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. It's not as easy as it looks. And of course, when it looks easy, they're doing it correctly and fool the rest of us. So that's a great advice. And so then we moved on and now we only had 54 dancers left. And man, this episode was hip hop, ballroom, contemporary. It's all in there in 1 hour. But then it got to contemporary. So you guys must have been in your elements. Yeah. How did it go?
Well, they didn't really show anything.
No, they haven't. So that's why I'm going, how did it go?
Right, because, I mean, are we allowed to say?
No, I don't actually think we should. We'll talk about that next week. But, yeah, it's a bit naughty, isn't it? The inside scoop. Let's talk about the ones we did see, huh? Should we go there? So we had Samuel, Benjamin, and Jay. And Samuel, yes, Benjamin, amazing. As Dom kept saying, authentic, so authentic. Oh, yeah. He's good. What do you guys think?
Out of nowhere. Like, wow.
Yeah.
It was, he's like, I, you know, he's kind of a quiet guy. He's super sweet, but then all of a sudden we got to watch him dance and it was like, oh my goodness.
He's so raw and like animalistic, even like, it was incredible.
Yeah. He's got a lot of power. I got to sit with him backstage, and like we were all like working on tricks and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, he started doing things. And I was like, I would never expect him to be able to do that. Wow. And so we just started kind of dancing around. And he's great to watch. I mean, he's fun, mm-hmm. really, really powerful.
Yeah, amazing. And then Jay Jackson, unfortunately, huge transition and change around from last year when he auditioned to now. He's growing, and he unfortunately got a big no, and it was so sad because he was like, you know, come back next year. But he's like, you know, that's the end of my, you know, reign because I'm now 30. So I think the judges all felt a bit sorry for him when that was the case.
Yeah, he was also great. He was funny, but he was also very present. You know, he really wanted to be there and he was ready to go as well.
He was really very focused.
He had like the best words to say to everyone. And yes, he was very focused.
That's awesome. What did he say tonight? He was just so grateful for the journey because it taught him to believe in himself, which what more could you ask for, right?
Right.
Yeah. And then probably one of my favorite moments of the evening was the ending with the two B-boys, the Filipino brothers from another mother, Bailey and John John, and their contemporary. What do you reckon, Jared?
Oh, I love John John. John John is like, we went back and forth as being each other's hype man. Like, John John is probably one of the best friendships I've made off the show. I mean, he's a fantastic dancer. He's the greatest guy in the world. And like, he really pushes himself. I love John John.
Yeah, and I couldn't stop talking about Bailey. I didn't get to see his contemporary performance until tonight. And I thought he just, like, came out of nowhere with, like, a style totally out of his element. And he crushed it. I mean, they both did. And we love both of them so much. We grew close with both of them. And yes, they are just awesome people who deserved all the glory they got tonight.
Yeah, they seem like really good guys. And yeah, like you say, Madison, Bailey, his elevation, his attack, he was just so passionate. It was like I was wanting to cry. Like, I was like, my goodness, this is insane. So, so cool to see that power from his B-boy and the energy from that, you know, parlaying into the contemporary. It was so powerful. Awesome. So exciting. Well, I'm just so excited to see what happens next week, you two. I'm sitting here going, oh, what's happening to them? And they know and I don't. So just thank you so much for joining us as well. So next week we've got Everybody at Home Part 2 of Academy, and then literally on Monday, July 29, it is the first week of the live shows, which are going to be running all the way through to Monday, the 9th of September. So all the good stuff is coming up. So Madison and Jared, you are currently obviously at home. And what are you working on your day to day? Where are you taking classes? Are you teaching? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes. We are both teaching right now. We're both dance instructors. You know, we love to dance more than anything. So obviously we take all of the classes we can, and we do it together because nothing better than that. It's summer, so, you know, we're trying to get some sun, but there's not a ton of time for that. But and then, yeah, we spend all of our days together, so...
If I'm not working outside, tearing things apart, cutting grass and doing this, that, and the other thing, all that normal stuff, then we're just dancing together. I mean, a consistent day for us is literally just work all day and then get to hang out all night and help, you know, train and stuff like that and make sure that we're on top of our toes.
Awesome. Oh, Jared, I honestly just can't stop laughing because you are just such a manly man. And then you get on that stage and you just blow us away with that talent as well. Madison, darling, you're a lucky girl, but so is Jared. So you guys, all the best. Fingers crossed for everything that's going to transpire. And I'd just like to leave on a note of what is your, each of you individually, what are your dream goals with dance? Jared, what's yours?
I want to move back to LA very, very soon. That's my dream, is to go back out to LA and start dancing and doing more of it. I mean, I love working like this, but I just want to, I want to dance. I want to learn. I want to give back eventually one of these days to the kids and learn from all these experiences that I've been through.
Awesome. And what about you, Madison?
Yeah, I've never lived in LA, but I would love to move to LA with this one and, you know, live the dream together.
Well, if you can dream it, you can do it. And I definitely think you guys would make it out here. So please come and join us in the sunshine. So thank you so much for being with us. And AfterBuzz is at home. Thank you so much for tuning in. So Madison and Jared, where can everybody find you on your individual social media? Do you want to give them all your handles?
Sure. Probably Instagram, you know, that's what we go on the most.
Mine would be at Jared Paulson.
And mine would be Madison Rose Jordan.
Excellent. Thank you so much. All right, you guys, thanks so much for joining us. I am Kim Davey, and you can find me on all my social media at Kim Davey Live. Just really before we leave, predictions. Wow. All I can say is it's going to be an incredible ride. I'm fingers crossed that Madison and Jared go super far. There's also some other standouts that we've talked about tonight. Stay tuned. Next week, we're going to find out the 10 girls and the 10 guys. We'll see you later. Catch you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.